You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Again, I remind everybody, live shows end today. Thursday and Friday, I will be off in celebration of the Kentucky Derby festivals that are going on here in Kentucky, in Louisville, actually. And so I have a four-day weekend ahead of me. I'm very excited because I'll probably get to train more now. Anyway, I have something else to announce today. If you have not been to the Superhuman Radio website, get there today and enter to win $600 worth of free product from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. Anything in the Muscle Gauge Nutrition store is yours if you are the winner. Up to $600 worth of product that they offer there. You could choose from anything you want. You don't have to take it all at one time. You could take $200 a month, $150 a month, whatever you want to do. Go to superhumanradio.com. At the top of the homepage, you'll see a banner ad that says, enter to win Muscle Gauge Nutrition Promotion. And one entry per person. Please do not come back every day until the drawing end date, which happens to be the 31st of this month. Please don't come back every day and click it again and again and again, because duplicate names will be disqualified completely. They're doing something different this time, because there's some people that just go back every day, like three, four, five times a day and enter. And it's just not fair, okay? So one entry per household, and I think it actually says one entry per email address. So if you have three email addresses, I guess you can enter three times. But that being said, be fair about it. $600 worth of product. Get there quickly. The drawing ends the 31st. You will have to be on Casual Friday if you are the winner to talk about your winnings. So check it out. Okay. During the first hour, Brooks Kubik is going to be talking to us about what's up with Brooks. Later in the show, Dr. Tim Jackson is going to be discussing dopamine, the reward neurotransmitter, and what you need to know about it. Brooks Kubik, how the heck are you, brother?
I'm great, Carl. I'm great. I'm also pretty impressed with the giveaway, $600 worth of free stuff.
I mean, they have the best whey isolate. Muscle Gauge Nutrition has the single best whey isolate, the best flavors. I mean, it's just insane. You could take $600 in free whey. I mean, whatever you want. Or the supplements they have there. They have some great supplements. It's like, do what you want. $600 of free product. I mean, that'll get you through the whole summer.
I was going to say, that's an awful lot of free product.
Now, Brooks, you can enter, because technically you are not an employee of Tri-Scepter Productions, so. Just wanted to let you know that. Anyway, so let's get to the subject at hand. Brooks, what's going on with you? I mean, you've got so many plates in the air right now. What's up, man?
My head is spinning. I mean, we are just doing all kinds of stuff. I just finished a 36-page training course on one of my favorite Iron Game heroes, John Grimmick. And as you know, John Grimmick was a double threat. He was the United States senior national weightlifting champion in Olympic weightlifting, representing the United States in the Olympic Games in 1936 and in the World Championships in 1938, and came within a whisker of setting a world record in the military press. He actually, on several occasions, he actually pressed a world record weight. And the problem was that back then you needed to, he competed in both the heavyweight class and the 181-pound class. And he set the world record in the 181-pound class, but he weighed in before the contest, so he made weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went out and had something to eat. And so when he was lifting, he probably weighed more like 183, 184, 185. Sets the record, and they weigh him because the rule was that he had to be weighed a second time. So when they weighed him the second time, he was a pound or two heavy, and the record didn't count. But he actually lifted the weight, and he did that on several occasions. He then went into bodybuilding competition when bodybuilding first started. And strange as it seems, bodybuilding contests, at least in the United States, didn't get off the ground until about 1939. Gremmick got into his first bodybuilding contest was in the fall of 1939. It was a small contest in York, Pennsylvania, where they did three poses. Front pose, back pose, pose of your choice, get off the stage.
Huh.
And he won easily. He walked away with that. And then he went on to win the Mr. America title in 1940 and 1941. He was so dominant, he was so far ahead of everyone else, that they made a rule that a past winner of the Mr. America contest could not re-enter, because otherwise he would have gone on winning probably forever. After the war, he entered the Mr. Universe contest in London, beat the 1947 Mr. America, a man called Steve Reeves, who you and the listeners may have heard of.
Yeah.
And he won another contest the following year, the Mr. USA contest, which really was sort of a battle of the titans. It had five or six past winners of the Mr. America contest in it. Gremmick was in it, Clarence Ross was in it, George Eiferman, Steve Reeves. And again, Gremmick won and retired from competition. He retired undefeated from bodybuilding competition. So he was really interesting because, you know, as I said, he was an outstanding weightlifter, an extremely powerful, strong man, and a bodybuilding champion. You know, a real double or triple threat. It was just kind of amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've gone back through tons of old books and articles, and I've talked to some old timers I know, and I've just done a whole bunch of research about Gremmick and about how he trained and what worked for him and what didn't, and the training advice that he gave people, training advice and diet advice. And I put that all together in a course. I've got a series going. It's called History's Strongest Men and How They Trained. The first volume in that series was Doug Hepburn, the Canadian powerhouse who was the first man in history to bench press 500 pounds.
Wow. Could you imagine back then?
Yeah,
back then what it must have been like to bench press 500 pounds. Which, you know, the whole notion of this, the ability to bench, you know, that kind of weight, which today there's a lot of guys in the gym, I mean, a large number of guys in the gym that can bench press 500 pounds. It's almost like no one can bench press the next amount of weight until somebody gets there first. It's almost like the human psyche must believe it first in order to achieve it. And that's the perfect example. I mean, back in the day, surely these guys were just as strong as they are today. There's some such monsters back then. Surely they could have benched 800 pounds, because today there's a handful of, well, more than a handful of guys that bench 700 and 800 pounds. But until someone believed it, then they thought they could do it. And in order to believe it, somebody had to break that plateau first. Isn't that an amazing concept, that the mind must believe it before you can achieve it?
It's absolutely amazing, and it's extremely fascinating. One interesting aspect of that is that the four-minute mile was another one of those great mental barriers. And Roger Bannister, the British runner who ran the first sub-four-minute mile.
Right.
And there's a great book he wrote about it called The Four-Minute Mile by Roger Bannister. Highly recommended. That was, I believe, in 1953, the same year that Hepburn bench-pressed 500 pounds.
Hmm.
So you had both of these things happening in 53, and I think 1953, people can check on the Internet, but wasn't that the year that that Mount Everest was climbed for the first time?
I don't know if that's the case.
I think 53 was
really a big year, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm sort of like, you know, what was in the drinking water or in the air that year? It's kind of weird. But Hepburn, that 500-pound bench press was really, really freaky because not very many years earlier, there was hardly anyone who bench pressed 400 pounds.
Hmm.
And I mean, you know, late 1940s, you know, people were saying, I just bench pressed 400 pounds. I'm the 10th man in the world to do it, or the 12th man to do it. And I think someone set a world record was like 425 or 430 or something. And then all of a sudden, boom, you've got Hepburn who just, you know, takes it through the roof.
Yeah.
So it's very, you know, a real quantum leap, if you will.
In all areas. Well, it seems like all areas, but you're right. And again, I listen to this and I think about it and I think to myself, humans had every capacity to bench press 700 pounds back then, but they needed to see 500 pounds done before they could believe they could get there. And then people shot for that goal and achieved it and then surpassed it. And it's just, it just boggles the mind with people who don't think that you must believe it to achieve it. Just look at the constant pushing back of records.
Yeah,
every time somebody sets a record, somebody breaks it. Why? Is it because 10 years ago, 5 years ago, we didn't have the capacity? No, we definitely had the capacity. The capacity arises as a result of the pursuit. So it really is amazing. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. Go to his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. He has a great blog. We'll talk about some of the blog posts when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
For those of you rushing to the Superhuman Radio website to enter the drawing, you may notice that the banner ad was just removed. No. It's not a trick. It's not a joke. Our webmaster is in the Philippines. His name is Junard Lumacang. Wonderful webmaster. And we needed to make one change on the banner ad, so he took it down for a couple minutes, and it'll be going back up shortly. With that being said, please take a moment to visit superhumanradio.com and enter the Muscle Gauge Nutrition drawing to win $600 worth of free product. The drawing will occur at the end of this month. Brooks Kubik, I didn't want to derail you there. You were still talking about Grimmick and the series that you're selling right now, or do you want to move on to your blog?
Well, I want to jump back to Hepburn and Mount Everest for just a second, and then jump back to John Grimmick. Doug Hepburn breaks the 500-pound barrier in the bench press on May 28, 1953. Okay?
Okay.
Sir Edmund Hillary, first man in history to climb Mount Everest, does it on May 29, 1953.
Huh.
Roger Bannister runs the first sub-4-minute mile on May 6, 1954. So there's something about May 53, May 54 that was pretty good for superhuman people.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah. Now, speaking of superhuman, John Grimmick was definitely superhuman. And, you know, as I said, I've just done this course, got a lot of really, really interesting things, and one interesting part of it, Grimmick was so dominant and so just so far ahead of everyone else that there were all these articles where people said, what is John Grimmick's secret? Or they would say, here is John Grimmick's secret, or, you know, John Grimmick's secret, here it is, whatever, okay. And, you know, some of these were just people were writing articles, but some of them were written by people who knew him, who observed him, who watched, and they kept asking themselves, what is it that makes this guy so special? What is it? What's the trick? So in doing my research, I found a number of articles from people who knew, trained with, observed Grimmick, and they said, based on what they saw, here's the secret. So I have a section in the course that talks about what these people believed his secret to be. And they had different ideas, different thoughts, different interpretations. Very interesting. Then I found an article that Grimmick himself wrote about his training secrets. And he starts out by saying, there really are no secrets. And then he keeps on typing and he says, there are some things that are really helpful that I do that a lot of people don't seem to do. Here's one of them. Here's another one. Here's another one. And then at the end of the article, he says, you know, maybe there really are training secrets. So
that's funny.
Yeah, he kind of, you know, he kind of talked himself into that. The other interesting thing about Grimmick is that people would write in, you know, a young guy writes in and says, I'm just starting in training. Can you give me a workout? And Grimmick would send him a workout. And the guy would write back. He says, what are you doing? You're holding out on me.
This is it?
Yeah, this is it? You know, I want to know the secret routine. There must be more than this. And Grimmick's like, no, this is the routine that I used when I was a young man. I went back through my training journal, and I put together exactly what I used when I was your age. And the guy wouldn't believe it. He was like, well, there must be more than that. So that was funny. And there was one time there was a competitor, a bodybuilding champion who was one of Grimmick's competitors, and he wanted to know what was Grimmick doing in his training. So he sent over some spies. And, of course, at this point in his life, Grimmick is training at the York Barbell Club gym in York, Pennsylvania.
Right.
He works for Strength and Health magazine, and so he's there. And, you know, it's probably at that point in time, it's the best-known gym in the entire world. Anybody who wants to can go walk in and watch everybody train or, you know, take off their shirt and start working out with the champions. And a lot of guys would do that. And so we have these spies go over, and they watch, and the problem is they don't see Grimmick doing any secret exercises or doing exercises in any secret way or whatever. And they go back and they tell the fellow competitor, the guy that sent them over, that Grimmick spotted them and got wise to them.
he must have known we were there, because all he was doing was power cleans.
Yeah. You know, he was just doing stuff the other guys were doing, so we knew he was on to us. We'll have to wear disguises the next time.
That's funny.
Yeah, and it got back to Grimmick. He thought it was really funny, and he wrote an article where, you know, he said, you know, really and truly, if you want to see what I do, just come over and watch, because, I don't have anything to hide. So that was pretty funny. So we got that course done, and it was a bear to do because, you know, Grimmick is such an icon that I really wanted to do a good job on it, and, you know, just tons of research. So we got that done, got that out the door. You know, of course, if someone listening is interested in it, it's at the Dinosaur Training website, www.brookscubic.com. So you can order it from there.
Right.
And then I made a really serious tactical error.
You?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're a trained litigator and attorney, and well-read individual, you make a tactical error?
Yeah, not only that, but, you know, I'm married, and I've been married long enough to know better, and that was part of the whole problem. I sat there, and I did a post about something that we've talked about on the radio show.
What's that?
Green sludge.
Okay.
Okay, now, green sludge, remember, my diet is basically all fresh foods.
Right.
You know, it's nothing, you know, when I'm done eating, there's no tin can, there's no cardboard that my microwave dinner was in. You know, there's nothing that I unwrap and open and I've got a lot of paper or a tin can or something to throw away. Instead, when I'm done with my meal, I've got vegetable ends and stalks and the parts of the vegetables that you cut off and you don't eat.
Right.
And I've got a lot of that because I eat lots and lots of vegetables. I grow as many as I can in my garden.
Right.
But I eat lots of vegetables. And we eat lots of eggs, get them from the local farmer's market. They're free range from happy chickens.
Can I ask what you pay for a dozen eggs, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, right now the price is in the neighborhood of $4.25 or $4.50 at the farmer's market.
I got to tell you where to go, and I shouldn't do this because they're going to run out of eggs if you start buying them there too. But the farmer's market that's in the on the corner of Limekiln and 42,
gotcha,
where the temple is, right?
Yeah.
$3.50 a dozen, and they're the best eggs I've ever had.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Especially when you go through 12 dozen a week. You know, like we do. I mean, a buck and change a dozen. That's a big deal at the end of the month. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, there's that, and then the Value Mart in the Highlands has the same kind of eggs that they buy from a farmer in central Kentucky. They also buy grass fed beef.
Right.
They're Chelsea's eggs, and
Chelsea Clinton. She's not going to have babies, I guess, huh?
I have no idea. the only Clinton that we know that much information about is Bill.
There you go.
Yeah, but these Chelsea's eggs, I think they've dropped them down to like $3.95 a dozen. You know, and that's that's not bad.
Right.
And it's fascinating to me how easy it is, and we just proved it by this discussion, how easy it is to go out and start finding good food, real food, locally grown food, natural organic food, without all the natural organic high-priced BS attached to it.
Oh, I know. I love people who tell me, oh, well, you know, we can't afford to eat healthy. We can't buy that stuff. It's like, you know what? You're going to the wrong place if you think that. There's farmers markets everywhere, and they're reasonably priced, especially if you get away from the organized farmers markets.
Exactly.
And you go to the one where the woman or the guy pulls their truck up to a parking lot, opens it up, puts a bunch of hand-painted signs out, and you pull in, and it's like, oh, my God, this is a gold mine. And they're popping up everywhere nowadays.
Yeah, it's one of the growth industries. It's not an industry, but, I mean, it's growing. It's
right.
A growth business, and it's just wonderful. So, anyhow, I eat a lot of those eggs, and so I've got the eggshells, and I wash them out to get rid of anything on the inside.
And you go ahead. This is amazing. You're talking about this. Elisa and I were just talking about this 2 days ago. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, and what I do is I take all of that stuff and I put it in a blender, and I just, or a food processor, and I just mix up all the odds and ends and scraps of the vegetables. I throw in the eggshells, and I create what I call green sludge. And you don't put any animal foods in it because, and you'll see why in a minute. It's just vegetables and the eggshells with the eggshells washed so they're clean, so it's just the shells. Okay.
Right.
Put those in, grind them up, and I've got this paste, like a green, thick, nasty mud. I call it green sludge.
Right.
Okay. So I write about this on my blog, and at this point, everybody who's reading the blog post on green sludge thinks I'm going to be like Rocky and drink the stuff. No. You know, Mrs. Kubik's boy wasn't born yesterday.
Right.
I take it out and I put it into the garden. And sometimes I just put it, I mix it right into the raised beds. And other times I put it on the compost pile. And it, because it's been chopped up like that, it breaks down real, real quickly.
Right.
And so I'm always having more compost, and then the compost goes into the garden beds. And so all the nutrition, all the vitamins and minerals from everything that I mix up into the green sludge goes into the garden. So the garden then becomes super mineralized, very, very rich, nutritious soil, which grows plants, vegetables, things to eat that in turn are very unusually nutritious.
Right.
So that's my green sludge thing. Okay, so my tactical error was, I posted about this and, you know, just threw it out there. And when we talked about this on Superhuman Radio about a year ago, got a lot of emails then, and I know that you did too. And it was, the Dinosaur Gardening Show on Superhuman Radio was real popular. Well, Carl, I got buried in emails from people who were like, that is the coolest idea ever. You know, wow, this is great. I want to do it. Do you have any other tips? Tell me more about your gardening. Tell me more about what you eat. You talk all the time about training, but I wish you would talk about diet and nutrition.
Right.
And I thought, well, maybe they're interested. So I put an email out to my group, my email list. I said, are you guys really interested in diet, nutrition from the dino perspective? I got slammed.
A lot of people are obviously interested. So now this tells me that you're going to be coming out with a dinosaur nutrition.
Well, what happened next was, you know, I said I'm married and I should have known better.
Right.
Trudy jumps into the email. She reads the first 10 or 15 responses where people are like, yes, 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 yes. You know, she turns to me. She's like, get to work.
So, get busy.
Get busy. Yeah, you know. So, yeah, that's what I'm working on right now. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and I've been researching it for several years, and thinking about what I wanted to write. But now I'm actually doing the writing.
Will we see the Brontosaurus burger that was made famous on the Flintstones in your dino nutrition book? Remember that when they would put the Bronto burger on and the car would tip over sideways?
The car would tip over, yeah. Yeah, I think every one of our generation remembers that. That was one of the funniest gags on TV when we were young.
Brooks, let me ask you a question. I've been throwing these shells away forever, and I said to Elisa, you know, my grandfather used to take eggshells, rinse them, just briefly rinse them, and then break them up and throw them on the ground around his tomato plants.
Yep.
And so Elisa said, well, let's look into it before we do that. So is that a good thing to do, Brooks?
Yeah, because what happens when you do it is you've got these sharp little eggshells and those nasty little creepy crawly critters that want to crawl up and eat your tomato plants.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like to crawl over those sharp little eggshells.
Now, what about the value of putting the calcium, magnesium, zinc, and all that sort of stuff back into the soil that seems to be resident in those eggshells?
It's absolutely perfect.
Okay. Right.
And it's a complete cycle, particularly if you eat the kind of eggs that you and I eat that come from chickens that go out and eat critters and eat green stuff.
Right.
Because what they eat goes into the eggshells, and then my theory on this, I don't know if anyone's ever researched it or ever will, but it seems obvious that a local chicken eating local stuff would create a shell that, when it goes back into my local garden in my backyard, is probably a real good nutritional match for what I'm trying to grow here in Kentucky.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. What about not rinsing it and leaving a little bit of the egg white in there for the nitrogen value? I know it would probably make the garden stink, right?
Well, it could make the garden stink. It could attract critters that would then start digging, and that's really the reason why I would not do it. And then, you know, of course, you've also got the problem. You may have some kind of disease in the remnants of what's in the eggshell.
Yeah, okay. And you don't want that disease being pulled up through the root system and into your broccoli.
Exactly.
Okay, so rinse your eggshells before you crush them up and throw them in the garden like Valerio Denevo used to do when I was a kid. He had some weird things. He used to do that, and every now and then he would take rusty nails and throw them at the roots of his sweet basil plants, and he said that they needed the rust. The plants needed the rust, and I don't know what that means, but maybe you can answer that when we come back from the break. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. Check out his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. Brooks is the keeper of the flame of physical culture. He talks firsthand about the forefathers of physical culture like they're still alive today, and that's an important thing to do. We need to keep physical culture alive and breathing. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Don't start me up like a rolling stone. I'll leave you soaking like Macaulay Culkin on my load. So get a grip like Steven Tyler. I used to trip with the testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free
free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Leave.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Tim Jackson will be talking about dopamine, a very, very important neurotransmitter. It's so responsible. It's responsible for so many different things that not understanding its functions could be a deficit to you. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. So, Brooks, what do you think the rusty nails were for?
Well, to put iron into the garden.
Okay. All right.
It was either that or to poke any little crawling critters like moles.
No, he said specifically that the plants needed rust. I'm thinking he meant the value of the iron, probably.
Yeah, and I was, let me be clear, I was not being serious about the poking the critters, but I was thinking about poking yourself, you know, if you're putting nails or anything else sharp in your garden. If you look at gardening blogs, they debate whether or not the rusty nail works. And what some people do is they put a rusty nail in their watering can.
Ah, that's even better.
So you have rusty nail water. And then there's a debate in the gardening community, you know, does it really work or not? And, you know, I don't know, because you'd have to be either a chemist or a botanist, I guess, to figure out if the iron in the rust is going to translate into something that can be absorbed through the water into the plant system. And I don't know, but it's interesting, and it's something someone could try. Reminds me of something interesting that I read the other day in an old book that Bob Hoffman wrote.
Okay.
Where he was talking about vitamins and minerals, and he was talking about various minerals, and he was talking about trace minerals, chrome and vanadium.
Right.
And he said, all of our weightlifters spend so many hours holding on to chrome vanadium bars because that's what goes on to an Olympic barbell, right?
Right.
The part where you hold is chrome vanadium steel. He says they spend so much time holding on to those bars that they may be absorbing extra minerals simply by gripping the bar so much, so hard, so often. And I was thinking, well, yeah, what about the iron dumbbells? And what about, you know, particularly the old school iron dumbbells?
Yeah, the rusty ones.
yeah. You know, they all rust over time.
Right.
A little bit of rust. And I was thinking, I remember doing workouts at a local gym in town, and you know, when I was done doing dumbbell stuff, my hands would have a little bit of, you know, sort of brownish red,
a little patina.
Yeah, a little patina. Okay, and you know, now I'm thinking, gosh, I wonder if it's really possible to absorb iron that way. And I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I do not know, but it's an interesting thing. He just threw it out there, and I don't know if he was joking or serious.
Right. I'm just curious. We've talked a lot on this show recently when Rob mm-hmm. Regish has been on the show and myself, mm-hmm. and we've referred people when doing Ask the Expert segments to the Dinosaur Bodyweight Training Program. Bodyweight training has become en vogue all of a sudden. There's so many people out there, calisthenics and bodyweight training. There's a kid who sent me a book who wants to come on the show, you know, get mm-hmm. ripped without a gym type of a book. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere now all of a sudden, you know. How is the Dinosaur Bodyweight Training book doing? What's the feedback you're getting on it?
Just tremendous feedback.
I mean, I guess, are you surprised? Because you've always talked about lifting heavy things. This is, first of all, divergent from what you've talked about in the past. Are you surprised at the acceptance for this modality of training?
No, not at all. Not at all. And one reason is that Dinosaur Bodyweight Training is not about going out and doing hundreds and hundreds of reps of calisthenics. It is about using progressive series of different exercises where you start with something that is relatively easy, and you work at it until you're good at it, and then you start working on something that's harder, and you work at that until you're good at it, and then you work at something that's even harder, and you work your way up the ladder. And you need to remember that at the very advanced level, bodyweight training is similar to gymnastics. And all you have to do is look at the muscular development of an elite gymnast. Most of them do not do weightlifting or bodybuilding or weight training or powerlifting, but their muscular development is just absolutely enormous.
In fact, there's a bodybuilder, and I can't think of his name right now. He's got an Italian last name, and he has superior upper arm development, mm-hmm. and he started out as a gymnast when he was young. One of the things that I noticed about the male gymnasts is they have amazingly well-developed bicep muscles from doing those static iron crosses and that, mm-hmm. and those sort of things. There's a lot to be said for those antagonistic movements where one muscle is fighting against the other muscle to hold the joint steady for long periods of time. I should have mentioned, you know.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true, and that's one reason why bodyweight training, you know, properly applied, properly done in a sensible, progressive way, is very popular. Another is that if you do it in a progressive manner, you're kind of climbing the ladder of exercises. You start with easy stuff, as I said, and then you work your way up. So you're doing different things over time, so it's interesting. And the other thing is that a lot of particularly older trainees are beat up. They've got sore joints. You know, their shoulder is stiff, and it's hard to bench press or, you know, whatever. And a lot of these people find that bodyweight exercises are much easier on their joints than are weight resistance exercises.
Right.
And some of them find that what works really well is a combination. You know, it's kind of interesting. I did a post today on the Dinosaur Training blog, barbells, dumbbells, and kettlebells. And in the post, I talked about reading an old book written by an English weightlifter and weightlifting coach in the 1920s. And he details the 42 competitive lifts and related exercises to do to develop the strength to properly perform and compete in those lifts. And these are the 42 lifts that were used by the British Amateur Weightlifting Association back in the day. And here's the interesting thing. Some of the lifts were done with a barbell, some with a single dumbbell, some with two dumbbells, some with one kettlebell,
right?
Some with two kettlebells, some with a dumbbell and a kettlebell, others with barbell, dumbbell, or barbell, kettlebell. Okay? So someone says to me, Brooks, which is better, barbells, dumbbells, kettlebells? And I say, well, what did the old-timers use? And the person who asked me the question says, I don't know. What did they use? Answer, they used all three.
Right.
And in fact, the old-timers took it a step further. Most of them also did at least some bodyweight exercises.
Really?
Well, pull-ups, push-ups, handstand push-ups, dips, one-legged squats, hyperextensions, wrestler's bridge, sit-ups, leg raises, are all bodyweight exercises.
Right.
And yet they're kind of common fare in weight training routines.
It's kind of like saying, Brooks, what's better, a knife, a fork, or a spoon? And I guess it depends on if you've got soup in front of you or steak in front of you on which one's going to work. It's not a matter of which is better. They all have their application, don't they?
That's a perfect way. Is that copyrighted? Because I'm going to steal it if it's not.
As long as you say that I said it on the show, you can use it. All right, look, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Brooks Kubik later in the show. Dr. Tim Jackson is going to be talking about dopamine. Very, very important subject. You'll find out why shortly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My nose is getting big. I know this will be growing when I be telling the fibs. Now, you said your trust is getting weaker. Probably because my lies just started getting deeper.
And the ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed
refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
S-T-E-D-C-M-D.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this out with Brooks Kubik later in the show, Dr. Tim Jackson. Brooks, what's going on with the trip to the UK? Is that still on?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I bought the plane tickets yesterday.
Cool. Are they expensive to go to the UK right now? Because gas prices being what they are.
Well, it's about a month out, so it wasn't, you know, it's not break the bank expensive,
right,
but it's not cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
And
this is a big deal for anybody in the UK to sit down face to face and listen to Brooks, but also have an opportunity to work with him, talk to him, have him critique things for you. I mean, this is going to be a very intimate group, isn't it? It's going to be a small group setting, right?
Yeah, we've got about, I think we'll probably have about 30 or 35 people total. It's at a huge gym in London, and we've got all the equipment that we need. I'm doing it with Mike Mahler. Mike Mahler, you know, as I'm sure everyone knows because he's been on the show many times, you know, Mike's been doing seminars like this all around the world, and he's the kettlebell guy. He's going to do advanced kettlebell work and has some really interesting exercises that he's going to put the group through. Sabina Scala, who's a strength coach in London, is going to be doing Olympic lifting. CJ Swaby, also a strength coach in London, is going to be doing bodyweight exercises, and in addition to that, he's going to be doing some old school barbell lifts, dumbbell lifts, barbell and dumbbell lifts, kettlebell lifts, you know, some of the things actually that were in the book that I mentioned in my blog post today. And I'm going to be doing two segments. It's a two-day program. I'll be doing dinosaur dumbbell training in the first segment, and in the second segment, I'll be doing dinosaur bodyweight training. And the way we'll make it work is, you know, we demonstrate, we explain, we teach, we let people do it, and we coach them and make sure that they're doing it right. And, you know, so everyone's going to come out of the class with, or out of the seminar with a, you know, real good understanding of how to do the things that we were talking about. And the other fun thing is we're going to have a dinner on Saturday night after the Saturday class and, you know, basically try to get everybody in one room for dinner and, you know, questions and talk and
that'll be really fun. That should be really fun.
Yeah, yeah. That's something, you know, something we ought to, you know, do here in Louisville sometime, get the Superhuman Nation do a gathering of the clans in Louisville, Kentucky.
You know what? The hell with that. You and I should just get together and have dino dinner. There you go. And tape it and tape it. You know what I mean? We'll record it.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all.
Dino dinner. You know what? Yeah. Brontosaurus burgers for everybody. There you go. Okay, so this is exciting. What does it cost to, if someone is in the vicinity of, it's in London, right?
It's in London. I'm not sure of the price in U.S. dollars. It's in pounds on Mike Mahler's website.
Right.
So you need to go to MikeMahler.com, look for the events, and it's the dinosaur training in London. And it's the weekend, it's Saturday, June 9, I believe. It's Saturday, June 9, and Sunday, June 10.
Wow.
So that's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, so if you're in the area, definitely take advantage. Is it topped off at 35, or if you need, if more people sign up, do you have room for them?
There will be room if more people sign up, but you know, unless we have a rush, which you know it's relatively unlikely. You never know. I mean, if someone's interested in doing something, they probably need to take action sooner rather than later.
Right.
You know, because there will be a cutoff, and you know, if we have a huge number of people jumping in as a result of this show, for example, it might be sold out.
What's going on with the online audio seminar? Is that coming to an end? Is this the last week for it?
Yeah. This is the last week. We have really been giving people their money's worth. It was supposed to be a 4-week, 1-hour show, and the first one went about 90, 95 minutes. The second one went an hour and 45 minutes. The third one went just under 2 hours, and you know, tomorrow's is probably going to go over an hour as well. So I'm expecting that we'll end up with, you know, total time on this of 7 hours or more.
You know what you should do for tomorrow's course?
What's that?
Just get the course started, and then take the microphone, put it next to the TV, turn up the volume for the Kentucky Derby, and let everybody sit there and listen to the Kentucky Derby while you go out and sip on mint juleps and lift heavy things. How about that one?
Well, I don't know if that would work, but maybe we should start the show by playing My Old Kentucky Home.
There you go. Yeah. I had Randy Roach on the other day, and we talked about the Saxon Brothers. Is that their name?
Yeah.
You know, how they would drink beer and eat chickens while they worked out all day long? I wish I could have seen that. It had to be like a Three Stooges event. I don't know. I have this picture of them ladling beer out of a big bock, you know, and then eating chickens. One brother's cooking in the kitchen, cooking chickens with his apron on and his lifting trunks underneath it. And somebody's outside doing breathing squats. The other guy is sipping beer and then doing bench presses. I mean, it had to be like a festival of fun in that backyard.
It must have been. There are many reports of Arthur Saxon, who was quite fond of his beer. There are many reports of Saxon rolling up his sleeve, you know, at a bar and, you know, showing everybody what he could do. And interestingly enough, remember that in the old days, many, many bars, which were the gathering places or the meeting places for men, had barbells, dumbbells, kettlebells.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, in a back room. And the men would go over and they'd drink and they'd lift weights. They'd see who could do this or who could do that or whatever. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, well you know that weightlifting really originated, really got started in Germany and Austria, and it was very common for the working men, the, you know, big, strong manual laborers, to gather at a bar and have a drink after work, and that really was kind of the way the whole thing got started.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Brooks, we're coming to the end of the interview. Let's plug the website again. It's BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. Brooks is the official keeper of the flame of physical culture. Check out his website, sign up for one of his courses, read something, get educated about physical culture because it's where it all began. Brooks, thanks for being on the show today, and happy Derby, brother.
Hey, thank you, Carl, and I hope your horse comes in number one.
Nah, I'm not betting, man. I'm smarter than that. I just go, I'm going for the Oaks Day only because it's not as crowded.
Yep.
And then I'll be home for the Derby watching it on TV. So there you go.
Sounds good.
Take care, Brooks.
Take care.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Tim Jackson on. We're going to discuss dopamine. And it's a very, very important neurohormone that you should know more about, because understanding it and being able to manipulate it can actually help you do things that you want to do. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's just how you made it. Out of my way, I'm running. I'm gonna catch you if I can. Out of my way, I'm coming. I'm gonna catch you if I can. Out of my way, I'm running. I'm gonna.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. When you start looking at the importance of dopamine, you wonder if the word dope somehow is derived from the word dopamine. Maybe our guest this hour, Dr. Tim Jackson, can speak about that. Dopamine plays so many different roles in the body. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Carl?
Fantastic. You know, we use the word dope for something that makes you feel good. And interestingly enough, dopamine is the feel-good neurotransmitter. Do you think there's any relationship between the word dope and dopamine?
I think there absolutely is. You know, I haven't seen any documentation or any, historical evidence, but when you look at cocaine addicts and methamphetamine addicts, they're traditionally very depleted in dopamine, and many of them will have a polymorphism or a mutation of one of the 5 dopamine receptors. So
that's interesting. You know, amphetamines and cocaine stimulate or overstimulate the production of dopamine. Or actually, they are to dopamine what an SSRI is to serotonin, right? Cocaine is actually a dopamine receptor uptake inhibitor, so you become overwhelmed with dopamine, don't you?
Correct, absolutely. And your body has a fail-safe mechanism, to put in place so that when you overstimulate dopamine with excess methamphetamines or cocaine, it downregulates some of the dopamine receptors, and sometimes the damage that's done is permanent. That's why, obviously, going the nutraceutical route or sometimes with some of the less harmful pharmaceuticals like Deprenil or Selegiline are much more innocuous than, obviously, doing the illegal drugs.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about dopamine. In life, we could say that dopamine is to reward what dopamine is the carrot. When we talk about, you know, the carrot and the stick, right? Dopamine is the reward neurohormone, right? It's what we strive for, correct?
Absolutely. You know, it's involved in motivation, persistence in tasks. So you've all seen someone that starts a new hobby or task and they quit immediately. They don't have that persistence to go after it, or the stick-to-itiveness, if you will, because if dopamine is deficient, you know, you're not getting that reward feeling, the pleasure feeling that's involved in normal everyday activities.
Now it was once thought that slackers lacked dopamine's effects, but just recently, did you see that study that was just published yesterday? Actually, it was released May 1st. Dopamine impacts your willingness to work. What they discovered was that slackers, or people who are not motivated, have a higher degree of dopamine response in the insula of the brain, as opposed to, I want to say, the ventral medial prefrontal cortex, which those of us type A people tend to have more dopamine activity. So,
sure.
Dopamine's action is partly responsible by the area of the brain that it seems to be produced in, it looks like.
Right, and depending on the area of the brain that you're in, you will have different receptor densities. So there's five different types of dopamine receptors. And just to give you an example, the D2 receptor is responsible for extroversion. And so how outgoing someone is, their willingness to interact. So I'm sure if you took a bunch of salespeople, pharmaceutical sales reps, et cetera, and examined their D2 receptors, they would have a ton of them compared to people who are more introverted, isolated, because once you become dopamine deficient, you don't want to be around people.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, is there a way, let's cover more about some of the attributes of dopamine. First of all, dopamine also plays a critical role in both libido as well as the actual function of climax. You want to speak about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So dopamine is directly tied to several hormones, the first one being prolactin. So if prolactin is high, dopamine is going to be low. And prolactin is going to make you more feminine in males, and it's going to interfere with copulation, et cetera. And so sometimes things like pituitary tumors, et cetera, will lead to high prolactin. Ways to lower it include some of the methylation factors like B6. But as far as other hormonal control, dopamine is also directly tied to testosterone. So raising testosterone will raise dopamine, and you need enough dopamine to feel the effects of testosterone via the pituitary gland.
Now, interestingly enough, decadurobolin, which is a very popular anabolic steroid, which also carries causes a problem, erectile dysfunction in young men who get their testosterone to deca out of whack, actually does stimulate the production of prolactin. And that possibly could be the mechanism, I guess, that it impairs their young individuals from being able to have sex.
Sure. Yeah, it absolutely makes sense. I think, you know, a lot of times people, and Mike Mailer or Mahler has talked about this, but with hormone balance, it's not about driving one hormone through the roof and everything else, you know, into the floor. It's all about balance, and we forget that the most important sex organ is the brain. So you can have all the testosterone, even free testosterone you want, but if you don't have dopamine, you're not going to have the drive, the interest, et cetera, in sexual activity.
Now, dopamine also plays a role in the actual function of climax, and what I mean by that is dopamine and serotonin have a dance. Dopamine is highest at the moments before orgasm. And as orgasm occurs, dopamine must drop and serotonin must rise, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And so altering dopamine and serotonin
can actually keep people from experiencing orgasm. This is seen in people who take SSRIs, correct?
Absolutely. And if you look, I don't know if you've done a show on it, but Deprenil, the dopamine agonist, and you don't hear about it from the pharmaceutical companies because it's so cheap. It's a drug that's been shown to protect the dopaminergic neurons in the substantia nigra of the brain.
Right.
It's also a potent aphrodisiac or sexual enhancer.
I was just going to say, Parkinson's patients, when they're first put on dopamine agonists and or frank dopamine replacements like levodopa and carbidopa, experience great increases in sexual desire for a period of time. And that is because the spontaneous elevation of dopamine increases libido dramatically. But it can also fool with orgasm. Men who have very, very high dopamine levels but do not have an equivalent, again, coming back to your statement about balances, but do not have an equivalent amount of serotonin will find themselves involved in pre-ejaculation. Premature ejaculation. They'll find that they orgasm way too quickly. And that's because the dopamine is driving the bus and serotonin is not putting brakes on. And so, boom, you just bang, you're done. And one of the things you can do if you do have that problem is to start to manipulate and do things that raise serotonin levels, like maybe 5-HTP before you go out on a date or something like that. Have you heard about that at all, Dr. Jackson?
Yeah, I have actually. You know, and I think it goes back to what we're talking about with balancing. With dopamine, it controls so many things, and I sort of think of it as a neuroregulatory neurotransmitter, so it kind of helps to balance the other neurotransmitters. And like you were saying, there's a dance between serotonin and dopamine, but if you're extremely deficient in serotonin and you're very, I guess, dopamine dominant, for lack of a better phrase, then you will have issues with premature ejaculation and copulation, etc.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want you to talk about some of the other key roles that dopamine plays. We're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson. Tim, you have a website, don't you?
I do. It's www.nsccharlotte.com.
nsccharlotte.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com. blueprintmyfitnessnow.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Sega!
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Sonic, wait up!
We're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson about dopamine. Understanding its functions and learning how to work with it can actually make you a much more productive person. So, Dr. Jackson, what other roles does dopamine play in the body?
Well, you have central and peripheral dopamine, and I'll get into that a little bit more later. But as far as other functions of dopamine, retinal control, so eye movement control. So typically when you look at testing for dopamine, you used to have to do a lumbar puncture, or you could do a urine neurotransmitter test.
Right.
But with the urine neurotransmitter test, that measures central and peripheral dopamine, and we're more interested in the central dopamine. And so we actually do an ENG, an eye movement test, where you have to track a laser because the extraocular muscles of the eye are dependent on dopamine movement and the retinal movement. And so we can tell athletes who will drop passes in the fourth quarter because their eyes fatigue quickly.
Hmm.
We can tell individuals, kids, students that will have difficulty hopping off the board because your eye movements are dependent on dopamine. Dopamine affects bowel motility. It affects short-term memory, focus, concentration, sleep patterns or circadian rhythms, emotional stability or instability, and fine motor skills, as well as some immune system regulation.
So you mean people actually, the eye muscles themselves that are responsible for tracking and shifting the eye temporally and nasally and up and down, they actually become fatigued in some people?
Yeah, if you don't have enough dopamine to control your eye movements, you can tell those people because their eyes will fatigue really quickly, and they will have trouble not only horizontally but more so vertically, because we read in the horizontal plane left to right, so most people will do okay on that test, but it'll really become apparent when you do the vertical tracking test since we don't work in that plane very much. And as you improve someone's dopamine levels, and we can get into that, but as you improve them, this tracking test will improve concomitantly.
Wow, that's really amazing. That really is amazing. Okay, so these are critical things that dopamine is responsible for. And you want to talk about the different dopamine receptors for a moment? There are five of them. What roles they play?
Sure. As far as the D2 receptor, that one's more for extroversion, outgoingness, association with people, etc. D1 and D5, at least my understanding is that they're more involved in focus and concentration, depending on what part of the brain they're located in. But what they've done is studies where they block the D2 receptor, and they notice people become very, very isolated, or if it's in an animal model, the animals become very socially isolated. So that's D1, D2, and D5. The others I'm not as familiar with, so I'm not sure
right
on their particular functions.
Okay. So let's assume that someone is showing signs, and I think it was Dr. Braverman that came up with that first terminology, dopamine dominant, and he had whole different tests for that sort of thing.
Sure.
So let's say somebody is dopamine dominant. Is that a bad thing?
Not necessarily. As long they'll tend to be very productive. The only thing is, if you stimulate dopamine too much, obviously excess dopamine is related to schizophrenia. Low dopamine is related to Parkinson's. So some people will become very edgy if you stimulate dopamine too much or too much too quickly. That's the only drawback to it.
I heard someone once say, I'm trying to think who said this, but I don't believe it. But I had someone on my show. Oh, actually, it was T.S. Wiley when we did the show years ago on her book Lights Out. And she said at that time that the brain can only produce a certain amount of dopamine every night, and then eventually you run out of dopamine, indicating that there was a finite amount of dopamine the body could produce. I don't believe that. Is there any indication that that is even true?
If you're methylation deficient or deficient, there's a condition called cerebral folate deficiency where you can't get the methylated folic acid into the nervous system. That could be true, but if you don't have the precursors for anything, you can't make it. But otherwise, I would say that's not correct.
Now, they tell Parkinson's patients to avoid certain B vitamins like folic acid, and they tell them to avoid protein when taking their carbidopa and levodopa. But it would seem to me that those two things would actually help a person produce their own dopamine. What's up with that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. They do that so they can sell more drugs.
That is, that really is the reason, right? They say that it competes with the drug. And I say, well, if it competes with the drug, use that and don't use the drug.
No, it doesn't compete with the drug. If anything, it'll enhance the drug. If you look at B6, which we talked about before, the pharmaceutical companies tried to patent, that's one of the major vitamins responsible for dopamine production, and they were trying to patent that vitamin, so obviously there's something there that they're interested in.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so if someone is not producing enough dopamine, okay,
sure.
and they're not necessarily symptomatic, they're not going to the doctor because they have dystonia or anything like that, but they clearly think to themselves, you know, I do have some of these symptoms. My eyes get fatigued easily. I tend not to want to be around people. I don't have much of a libido. I'm turning into somebody who doesn't like to do tasks. Can you correct this? Can you increase dopamine production?
Absolutely. There's a couple ways to go about it. One is to give the methylated vitamins, since that's so important in dopamine.
The B vitamins, right?
The methylated folic acid, so B9, B12, and B6 are the most important for dopamine production. You can use L-tyrosine. But the other issue is you want to make sure there's no inflammatory event that's damaging the dopaminergic neurons. And sometimes the glial cells, which are the resident macrophages or immune cells in the brain, when they become activated and release free radicals, they can damage some of the dopaminergic neurons. So for my patients, usually it's more about protecting the dopaminergic neurons than necessarily producing more. You certainly will produce more when you correct any methylation deficits, but things like curcumin, turmeric, creatine, coenzyme Q10, those three things can all certainly help to boost dopamine and protect the dopaminergic neurons.
Is there any linkage between insulin resistance yet and the degradation of dopaminergic neurons? Maybe I have this kind of theory, and I know that I'm not a clinician, but I have this theory about the brain, that when the brain becomes insulin resistant and it becomes harder and harder for, and this is why I believe creatine is so effective for people who have both Parkinson's disease as well as some other neurological disorders, because it does cause a shift in substrate utilization. But with that being said, is there any indication that not getting enough glucose into the cells themselves causes these cells to, let's say, like a car, run hot and eventually burn themselves out?
Well, the way I think of it is when you're insulin resistant, you're going to create excess inflammation. So you're in an inflammatory state because of the excess insulin. And so you're going to have excess free radicals and cytokine production from the immune system. Those cytokines will damage the blood-brain barrier, making it more permeable to outside molecules and substrates. Those outside molecules and substrates will damage not only the dopaminergic neurons, but other neurons as well. So, yeah, you're exactly right. I don't know if it necessarily burns them out per se, but it's more so destruction via free radicals and lack of antioxidants and a permeable blood-brain barrier.
Because last year there was a study published that linked insulin resistance, and it started the
coining of a new term, type 3 diabetes, which is diabetes of the brain, but it linked insulin resistance to the development of Parkinson's disease and some other amyloid plaque buildup type disorders as well. And I just wondered, so that makes perfect sense. Okay, so let's say you do want to increase dopamine. Aside from protecting the dopaminergic receptors and neurons, can you truly and safely, for long-term, increase dopamine production by the body?
Yeah, you can. You know, certainly, like we were mentioning before, you don't want to raise it too high or the body's going to turn on a fail-safe mechanism and down-regulate the receptors. But things like L-tyrosine can help raise it. And particularly in my patients, we work a lot on methylation, which is kind of the last part of the methylation pathway to correct itself. But getting enough of the methylated folic acid into the bloodstream and particularly into the nervous system will help increase the dopamine production in the brain, as well as things like coenzyme Q10, not necessarily increase dopamine production, but protect it. I sort of approach it with a dual mechanism. One, protect the dopaminergic neurons, and two, increase the production via things like Mucuna, purines, the herb that can help with testosterone.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Mucuna, because Mucuna actually has a form of DOPA in it. It actually has the precursor to dopamine in it, correct?
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, we use that. We use the lotion that has the methylated vitamins in it, and we also will sometimes use L-tyrosine as well. And the other thing that I didn't mention before is vitamin D3 is particularly effective at not only helping with dopamine production, but also helping protect the dopaminergic neurons, specifically during development in childhood, et cetera, because things like PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, will damage long-term dopaminergic neurons. So you want to have everything on board that you can to protect those guys.
Now, you mentioned L-tyrosine twice, and L-tyrosine is probably better known as part of the selenoenzyme cascade that allows inactive T4 to convert to T3. Is there any relationship between thyroid function and dopamine?
Yeah, there's a strong correlation. It's kind of a vicious circle or vicious cycle, because you need thyroid hormone to make more dopamine. But if you're dopamine deficient, you're going to make less thyroid hormone. And so a lot of times what happens in my patients when we start correcting methylation, if they're on thyroid hormone, they're able to substantially reduce their dosage or able to come off of it completely, because all these non-essential functions that the body turned off when it didn't have enough nutrients are now suddenly being turned back on.
Very interesting. And obviously L-tyrosine is an amino acid. Are amino acids in general, protein consumption in general, critical for dopamine production in the body?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, critical for all your neurotransmitters, because if you don't have amino acids, you can't make neurotransmitters. So people who are on high carbohydrate diets, not only are they damaging the blood-brain barrier and creating free radicals that damage the dopaminergic neurons, but they're lacking the substrates to properly make adequate dopamine, so they're kind of screwing things up twofold.
From two different directions entirely. Okay.
Right.
All right, let's
right.
do this. Let's go ahead and plug your website again. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Plug your website again, Tim.
It's www.nsccharlotte, nsccharlotte.com.
What does the NSC stand for?
Neurosensory Center.
Neurosensory Center, okay. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back. We're going to pick up the interview. We're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
If If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a source companion. People feel it everywhere.
One of the things that raises dopamine is love. When you're in love, dopamine is working, baby. Big time. It really is.
Absolutely.
Part of nature's little game that she plays with us. You know, she makes us fall in love, we get horny, we have babies, and then we exit the planet. All because of dopamine, baby. Learning how to control dopamine is critical. Okay. Before we move any further on, the other question I have is preservation of dopamine. We understand that that dopamine is kind of siphoned off by a dopamine transporter as well as norepinephrine transporters, and then it's enzymatically broken down and deactivated. Are there ways to preserve dopamine? Let's say you don't want to start using any of these supplements that are supposed to produce more dopamine. What are there ways to preserve the dopamine that you already have?
My understanding from all the research I've done is that if you're just trying to preserve dopamine, not necessarily boost your levels, it all gets back to protecting the neurons that produce the dopamine in the substantia nigra and some of the other portions of the brain. So curcumin or turmeric, we use that transdermally a lot. Omega-3 fatty acids. Anything that essentially reduces oxidative stress in the body and reduces viral infections, because what people don't realize is that a lot of viruses are neurotropic. They are trying to evade the immune system, so they will live in the brain and in the nervous system. And when they do that, they turn on the microglia, which are the macrophages, the immune system of the brain, that can turn on a cytokine or inflammatory storm that damages those dopaminergic neurons, so then you won't be preserving your dopamine. And so a lot of times what we do is put people on antivirals to lower the inflammatory load and lower or turn off the microglia to help preserve the dopaminergic neurons. As far as prescriptions go, and you've probably done a show on this, but low-dose naltrexone.
Isn't it funny how low-dose naltrexone is used for just about everything from fibromyalgia on out? It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are the pharmacokinetics of what are the pharmacokinetics of naltrexone? How does it work?
It turns down the microglial production of cytokines, and it helps to regulate some of the TH2, TH1 balance. So it'll help kind of balance that immune system seesaw. And there's some evidence to say that it can raise natural killer cells as well. But most of the benefits that people notice will be from blocking the opioid receptors during sleep. And so you get an upregulation when you're awake. So the dose that you're using is very small. You know, traditionally when they use it in heroin addicts, it was 50 milligrams. But in functional medicine, we use 3 milligrams to 4.5 milligrams.
You know, there's research out there that says that people who are developing Parkinson's benefit from caffeine. Caffeine is a catecholamine, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And so,
these catecholamines, don't they have the ability to slow the reuptake of dopamine and enhance preservation of dopamine?
Yeah. Any of the plant flavonoids, coffee, antioxidant type nutrients, especially EGCG, bioflavonoids, et cetera, will help protect the dopaminergic neurons. Coffee, I would think, you know, it certainly raises dopamine. That's why it makes you more social, more outgoing, more productive.
Yeah, but your breath smells bad, so nobody wants to talk to you anyway.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
You know what's funny? I get more of a buzz from green tea than I do from coffee. So clearly,
really?
The ECGC has multiple pathways of action in both preserving and stimulating dopamine than just frank caffeine.
Right. And I'm sure there's, you know, tons more pathways that we've yet to discover. That's why I tell people, you know, if you can get it from food, the more nutraceuticals or the less nutraceuticals you'll need, the better your diet is, because you can't out-supplement a poor diet.
Can you burn your dopamine production out? Can you, you know, back when I was a kid, I'm not proud of saying this, but when I was in the teens, you know, I grew up in the 70s and drug use was very popular. It was actually expected, not just condoned. And, you know, I did my share of cocaine. And you know, there's a point of diminishing returns where you stop feeling good, and all of a sudden, all of those dopaminergic wonderful feelings, they go away, and you're just kind of like the walking dead for a while. And I have to believe that the body has just kind of had a scorched earth approach to dopamine production. It goes, to hell with this. We're not producing anymore right now. Does that happen?
What I would say is most likely happened is your body probably turned on that fail-safe mechanism depending on how much cocaine you had ingested, and you could have down-regulated some receptors. Eventually, depending on the severity and the person's diet, genetics, et cetera, some of those receptors will upregulate again depending on the severity of, you know, use, the frequency of use, et cetera. So you will eventually get that back, or you should, unless it was just, you know, overdone.
Oh, no, I got it back. It just took a couple of days, that's all.
Okay.
Interesting. Adel Musa, who is my younger brother from another mother who lives in Germany, he said, Carl, can you ask Tim Jackson his opinion of the effects of stimulants like caffeine, but in particular geranamine, which is very popular, on dopamine levels in the short and long run? Acute versus chronic exposure. Any opinions?
With stimulants in general, and I haven't done much research on geranamine, but stimulants in general, they're going to downregulate your dopamine receptors, because you flood the body with dopamine and your body turns on that fail-safe protective mechanism. That's why I think it's much better to do it, even though you don't feel as much of an effect at first, through balancing the methylation pathway, tyrosine, vitamin D, some of the other nutraceuticals, versus just wham, you know, the hardcore stimulants.
Are there any ways to upregulate the dopamine receptor other than suppressing dopamine periodically?
There is some research that shows that glutathione given either topically as a lotion or intravenously as a push, can increase sensitivity of both dopamine and serotonin receptors. There's also some research that shows that curcumin can do the same thing.
Is it because the antioxidant effect kind of cleans them off, gets the dust out of them, so to speak?
Yeah, that's my understanding. You know, certainly you're protecting the receptors, and when you don't have the excess substrate present, you're essentially upregulating the receptor density.
And that leads me to this next question. The most powerful antioxidant in the world, other than the designer antioxidant that Adel Moussa did the article on subversity.com, but the most powerful antioxidant in the world, milligram for milligram, is melatonin. Does melatonin play any role in the modulation or attenuation of dopamine and its receptor sites?
Melatonin as a whole is certainly very neuroprotective. I haven't read any research specifically that says melatonin protects dopamine any more so than it does the brain or the nervous system as a whole, but it's very neuroprotective, and so I think it will definitely play a role in probably turning down some of the cytokine storms, reactive oxygen species, free radical production, etc.
Is it counterintuitive to there's a emerging research that shows that individuals with attention deficit disorder actually have low dopamine. You would think that they would have high dopamine and they're frenetic. They just can't keep their attention. But in fact, they have low dopamine. Why does low dopamine have that effect in these individuals? Is it a polymorphism?
It can be a number of things. So you can have a polymorphism of one of the dopamine receptors. You can have infections with things like PANDAS, which is strep infection that gets in the brain. Some of the H1N1 viruses can block dopamine receptors. So different infectious agents have been shown to affect dopamine receptors. It can be a number of conditions. Besides, it can be issues with methylation because you're not making the dopamine through the methylation pathway. So any one of those three, and those are just three of the big ones that I see, can be certainly more, will create ADD.
We talked about D3. I am unable to ever talk about D3 without talking about active vitamin A, because they must be taken together. It's
correct.
Reckless not to. And vitamin A has been shown to be a powerful antiviral in bolus doses of up to 100,000 IUs in countries where they can't get vaccines. They've been able to knock out things like rubella. So how does vitamin A play into the protection of dopaminergic neurons and or the production of dopamine itself?
Well, the more vitamin A you have, the less of an infectious load or total body load of infections you're going to have. And so you're not going to get the neurotropic viruses on board that wreak havoc, turn on the microglia, which create free radicals, reactive oxygen species, damage the dopaminergic neurons, and you won't get the cytokine damage to the blood-brain barrier, which can lead to a whole host of other problems. So vitamin A is extremely important for that, and vitamin A also makes the thyroid work, which is going to make dopamine work. So the good thing about nutraceuticals is you're not just taking one thing for one symptom. It's doing multiple mechanisms at
right.
once.
Right, and are you of the school of thought like I am that avoid the beta-carotene, go right for the active vitamin A, the retinol?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Just to kind of segue just for a second, since we're talking about vitamin A, is it your understanding that vitamin A can actually kill viruses, or is it to just suppress them? So you have to keep taking it to keep them suppressed.
My understanding is that it's more virostatic than virucidal.
Okay.
So it's more suppressing it. Okay. But what I would tell you is that with the methylation issues that we discussed before, when you're making adequate T cells, it will keep viruses at bay because we're all exposed to them in the community, et cetera. It's just a matter of can they become active through a suppressed immune system, which would be vitamin D deficiency, methylation deficiency, vitamin A deficiency, et cetera.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take your place in history and pray we don't repeat it. Call it fate, call it back, call it off, don't call me later.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0.
Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50, that's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Tim, plug your website again, please.
It's www.nsccharlotte.com. That's nsccharlotte.com.
Why are you so passionate about dopamine right now?
Well, because my dopamine's balanced, so I'm passionate about everything. But dopamine, it can affect so many aspects of your life, you know, not only productivity, but your enjoyment and relationships, what activities you want to participate in, how social you are, your sex life, et cetera. It has far-reaching implications.
What happens when women go through menopause? One of the things cited in Dr. Luann Brizendine's book, The Female Brain, when women go through menopause, they lose two primary hormones that are responsible for the bonding effect, oxytocin and what's the other one? That is it prolactin?
Progesterone?
No, it's prolactin, I think, that you produce when your milk comes in. What's that?
Prolactin, yeah, okay. Oxytocin, prolactin.
So prolactin and oxytocin levels change, and women tend to feel less than satisfied with their lives. They have this dull sense that life isn't really good and become unhappy and withdrawn and so on and so forth. How does menopause affect dopamine? And if so, why aren't clinicians focusing on dopamine when treating women who are going through menopause, considering that it is the gold standard for feeling good?
My understanding with the menopause symptoms is more that when you're progesterone deficient, since progesterone is your natural Valium, it activates GABA, et cetera, that women will feel less than optimal because of that. Certainly, the other imbalances that can occur, testosterone, et cetera, can lead to dopamine deficiency and issues with dopamine, but also when you are affecting the estrogen-progesterone balance, you're going to affect thyroid function. And if thyroid function is messed with, you're going to affect dopamine because you need dopamine to turn on the paraventricular nucleus, to turn on the hypothalamus-pituitary axis.
Okay. And so in order to really do this right, someone needs to go to a clinician like yourself and first be tested. Dopamine should not is not something you should fool with. You shouldn't say, you know, I really think I could feel better. Maybe I'll start taking some dopaminergic supplements or something like that. That's not necessarily the way to handle it, is it?
Right, exactly. And, you know, you used to have to get the lumbar puncture to get an accurate measure of cerebral spinal fluid, of the neurotransmitters in the cerebral spinal fluid. But we measure a reflex called the acoustic reflex, which has been shown to show definitively real-time dopamine, essentially. So not only the levels of dopamine, but how well it's binding to the receptor. And just to give you an example, kids who have a PANDAS infection, a lot of kids on the autism spectrum will have a strep infection of the brain, that blocks the dopamine receptor. So if I do that test and I see no response across, I know they need a blood test for the anti-DNA-B, which is indicative of a PANDAS infection.
You know, I have to say this. I'm going to say this on the air because it's the truth. I have to find a way to move Adele Moussa here to the United States and make him a permanent part of Superhuman Radio. As we're speaking, he's posting studies on my Facebook wall so quickly. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he just posted one, the effects of estrogen on dopamine and serotonin. He said that, the menopause issue is probably also due to reduced dopamine transporter activity, which actually he reminded me of a study that was done by a brilliant Italian doctor in Canada. Two studies she did where they infused rats with MPTP, which is an industrial solvent that was used in the 70s, early 60s, and late 60s, early 70s, as a cut for heroin, and all the heroin addicts in New York were developing spontaneous Parkinson's disease. And so when they finally got to the bottom of it, they found out that some idiot was using, instead of baking soda or something like that, MPTP to cut the heroin and destroying these addicts. So they found out that. So then the go-to thing in science, anytime you want to create dopamine neuron destructive environment, they inject the rats with MPTP to assault that portion of the brain, the substantia nigra. And this doctor up there, she did research where she ovarian ectomized rats. They infused one group with estradiol through the vein in the neck, right to the brain, the cerebral vein, and they then injected them with MPTP. The other group, they put saline in the brain and MPTP. The one group developed spontaneous Parkinson's disease. The other group lasted 6 days before they developed Parkinson's disease, which showed that A, estradiol is protective of the dopaminergic neurons. But more importantly, as Adele points out, she also discovered that estradiol was responsible for dopamine transport in the brain. So, you know, when you talk about women going through menopause and why they don't feel good anymore, bingo. Adele, thank you for putting that up there. You jogged my memory about it. She was a wonderful doctor in Canada. I tried to get her on the show several times, but she was very, very shy. She wouldn't come on the show. But anyway, her work was astonishing. And you know what? And when I saw that, I thought to myself, why are they treating Parkinson's patients? Why aren't they treating Parkinson's patients with infusions of estradiol into the brain?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, one of the things with Parkinson's is you've also seen a lot of research on glutathione deficiency, because when glutathione is deficient, you have more free radicals that can damage the dopaminergic neurons. And, you know, you see functional medicine doctors doing glutathione pushes, which are helpful, but ultimately you want to get to what's not making the glutathione, and glutathione is made in your methylation pathway. So Why aren't they doing that? You know, it's all tied back to the money.
And of course, the one thing that they have let get out is the high-dose CoQ10 ubiquinol specifically, the oil-soluble version, I think, or the water. I forget what it was, but 1,200 milligrams a day of ubiquinol seems to push back the degradation of the neurons in the substantia nigra. But interestingly enough, do you know that one of the side effects of high-dose CoQ10 is?
I don't.
Dystonia.
Oh, really?
So that baffles me. So in other words, you're protecting the substantia nigra, but you could actually be worsening the symptoms by using high doses of CoQ10.
Wow. No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I was shocked. I have a family member who has Parkinson's, and I looked into it and discovered that. And I was like, wait a minute. In people that didn't even have Parkinson's, high doses of CoQ10 cause Parkinsonism, which is kind of like
right.
what autism spectrum disorder is to autism. It's like all the symptoms, but not the disease.
Right, right.
So it's pretty shocking stuff. You got to be careful. You know, and that just goes full circle to say, look, you can't do anything in excess. I don't care what it is. Drink water, you'll die. You know, it's like
right.
you can't do anything
exactly.
in excess. If some CoQ10 is good, a lot more isn't necessarily better.
Right, so, exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Tim, this is a very, very important topic. I think people need to start paying attention to their dopamine, how to preserve it, stay on your antioxidants, take your antioxidants. I don't care what the medical orthodoxy tells you that they don't work. Using things that preserve dopamine as well as preserve the dopaminergic neurons, I guess. And, of course, always, always, always pay attention to the methylation pathway because it is the sanitation department of your body. And you can't get rid of metabolic waste and toxins if the methylation pathway is backed up. Would you agree with those statements?
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct.
Okay. Hey, Tim, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, man. And thanks so much
for the
mix-up because you were supposed to be on yesterday and I kind of screwed you up.
No worries. No worries.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it. Very important topics, two very important topics. Of course, one is Brooks Kubik's book, Dinosaur Bodyweight Training. Get a copy. And then, of course, visit nsccharlotte.com, which is Dr. Jackson's website. All right, that's it for live shows this week. We're going to be re-airing some good shows this week, so still good reason to tune in. I am going to be enjoying the Kentucky Derby. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.